Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We have an organization called the Agribusiness Club that meets monthly for lunch. And this year, I'm serving as chairman of the group. I invited Kansas Senator Pat Roberts to speak to us this week. Senator Pat Roberts has been a strong and respected voice for agriculture for more than 30 years. When he speaks, we listen. And here's what he told us. On the farm bill, he said the Senate is ready to get it done. He said it won't be any easier if it's delayed and handed over to a new Congress next year. I'd like to see it done myself, but the House needs to pass their version, and then the two have to be conferenced together and then signed by the president. I think the short time between now and the end of the year will be taken up trying to avoid the fiscal cliff. Senator Roberts said that he did not expect us to go over the cliff, triggering a big tax increase and government spending cuts. He also emphasized the urgency of dealing with the immigration question, and I agree. He told us that we should brace ourselves for a flood of new, costly regulations that the Obama administration has been holding back until after the election. And he mentioned in passing about a proposed regulation on cinnamon buns. No frosting allowed. And that's just ridiculous. I don't know. Anyway, that reminds me of an interesting subject that I read about in the Wall Street Journal. Denmark has been concerned about their rising obesity rate and their relatively low life expectancy. So 1 year ago, they imposed a fat tax on any food containing more than 2.3% saturated fat. Last week, the Danish Minister of Agriculture announced the decision to dump the tax. He said, now we have to try and improve the public health by other means. The tax, about 9%, raise the cost of products like butter, cheese, oil, cream, and so forth. Consumers didn't like it. They already have one of the highest tax burdens in all of Europe. Many Danes would just jump in their cars and drive across the border to the first German supermarket they could find where they could get what they wanted for much less money. The parking lot of a Sky supermarket in northern Germany had more Danish cars than German cars in that lot. And oh, by the way, the Danes had planned to impose a sugar tax this year, too. They dropped that idea also. Maybe we can learn something from the Danish experiment. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and part.